Human will is the will to be free. The prophet sees his enemies as few in a dream, which strengthens his resolve to fight them. Had he seen them as many, he might not have fought. Then, during the confrontation, the believers perceive the disbelievers as few, bolstering their courage to engage, while the disbelievers also see the believers as few, which encourages them to proceed with the battle. It is God who causes the prophet to see his enemies as few in his dream, and it is God who causes each side to perceive their opponents as few. All of this happens so that God's decree may be fulfilled, all without disturbing human will or making it feel any external interference in its affairs. Thus, human will is the will to be free. It is through this will that humans are distinguished from animals. It is the same will through which Adam disobeyed his Lord when he was forbidden to eat from the tree. So they both ate of it, and their shame became apparent to them, and they began to fasten together over themselves leaves from paradise, and Adam disobeyed his Lord and erred. 21:21. God warned his messenger not to use this deceptive will in a way that would lead him astray, as it did his father Adam. So exalted is Allah, the Sovereign, the Truth. And, O Muhammad, do not hasten with recitation of the Quran before its revelation is completed to you, and say, My Lord, increase me in knowledge. And we had already taken a promise from Adam before, but he forgot, and we found not in him determination. 20:114-115. The verse begins with, So exalted is Allah, the Sovereign, the Truth, to remind us that God alone possesses perfect will, and that human will must submit to and align with His will, willingly and contentedly. It cautions against hastening any matter before its proper time. For as the prophet said, God does not hasten the way any of you hastens. Human will, or the will to be free, is a spark from the great God Himself. This is referenced in the verse and mentioned when your Lord said to the angels, I will create a human being from clay. So when I have proportioned him and breathed into him of my spirit, then fall down to him in prostration. 38:71-72. The phrase proportioned him refers to the will to live, while breathed into him of my spirit refers to the will to be free.